Last week we worked on the definition of chametz. It's some chemical process as opposed to sirchon. And the Gemara says the Tanoim, the Yerushalmi says the Tanoim experimented, and they ascertained that it only applies to the chameshes minidogan. There's a question as far as identifying these chameshes minidogan. That's on Laman Heyam and Aleph. But the Gemara says Borodei Chimetz, Borodei Sirchon. It's not chametz and mele, it's not good for matzah. Whatever's not Borodei Chimetz, it's not good for matzah. There's a question exactly how to identify these chameshes minidogan. It's usually assumed, traditionally, it's been assumed for many, many years that it's wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. Spelt is winter wheat, so that's the same thing as wheat, basically. Slight difference. There's a shayla, the barley everybody agrees to. There's only a little shayla about two out of the three. About the rye, and about the oats. So some say that rye is a mistake. Regular rye bread is hamotzi and so on, because the rye bread has a lot of wheat mixed in. So it's not pure rye. So some taina that rye alone is not really, if you would have rye without any wheat mixed in, some say that that doesn't belong in the category chameshes minidogan. That's not relevant to us. Nobody ever has any rye. But, okay, schnapps. Okay. If you make schnapps only from rye without using any other grains, the shayla may be kosher l'pesach. But the shayla is on the oats. So the fellow who put out the book on Hatzemach v'Hachai b'Tanach and Hatzemach v'Hachai b'Talmud thinks he's a professor. He thinks that he experimented and it has so little gluten in it, so he thinks that it's not considered Borodei Chimetz. He thinks that oats is not from a chameshes minidogan. So when Kahati was working on his Mishnayos, Kahati was a balabas. When he was working on his Mishnayos, Rabbi Unterman was the chief rabbi. And he told him that in his Mishnayos on Challah, he should mention this, that there are those who raise doubts about the oats. Everybody knows that whoever is allergic to wheat, so they make matzah from oats. So that's the shayla. Are oats acceptable? Are oats really for the chameshes minidogan? According to this professor, he thinks that oats are not. So some gedolim are very upset why sfeikas were raised regarding the identity of the oats. So the stipler writes in one of his in the collected letters that they have from the stipler, that treif and mishnayis, you're not allowed to use that treif and mishnayis. It's a treif and mishnayis because he quoted Rav Unterman about the oats. They say that Rav Soloveitchik was also very upset. Someone showed him this in the mishnayis. So he took the mishnayis and he threw it on the table. He said, what is it, crazy? That oats is not from chamesh, it's mina dog, and everybody knows. All right, it's a question. They quote from Rabbi Yashiv that they experimented and they showed him what it looked like, and he decided that that's called chimutz and it's not called sirchon. Okay, so oats is a question. Whoever, it says in Shulchan Aruch, the meaning is that you prefer to eat matzahs that are made from chitin. The question is why? If you have matzahs made from barley, from the chameshes, from the other, the mini dog, and why dafke chitin? What's wrong with the others? So it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch any explanation. So the Maramshik has in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has a running commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So he suggests that maybe since the purpose of all the nisim in the floors of Mitzrayim, while the man yeda derasechem, as they not keep asukas hashavti, he says la man teida ki ani Hashem mekerav kol haaretz, all the esamachas and everything was la man teida, that we should have a yediyah. So and it says in I think in the Kisvi Harizal that a boy becomes bar mitzvah, usually say a boy becomes bar mitzvah at the age of 13. So it's not really true. The age of 14, he becomes bar mitzvah after Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad. Yom Echad means the first day into the 14th year. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zion Adar. So 13 years later on Zion Adar is the first day of the 14th year. So that's early Arba Asar. That's the night before the 14th year. The Mishnah, early Arba Asar means the night before the 14th of Nisan, not the 14th year. That's what they say. Early Abba said that's when Klal Yisrael gets its godless, just like a boy becomes bar mitzvah the beginning of the 14th year. So the Klal Yisrael gets godless when they start being by the chametz, when Pesach is arrived. So since the purpose of the whole purpose of all the esamakas, the whole purpose of the whole CPTS Mitzrayim is that we should have a das, and the Gemara says that the Eitz HaDas, there are different opinions. One opinion was that the Eitz HaDas was chita. Then in the days of Gan Eden, chitim used to grow on the trees. In America, money grows on the trees. What does it mean money? That's what they said. What does it mean money grows on the trees? You don't have to work for a living. Just pluck the money off of the trees. So that's in originally before the Chet of Eitz, before the Chet of Adam HaRishon. They didn't have to work so hard. His punishment was that b'zeh sapecha toich alecha. And before the punishment, what was it? It wasn't b'zeh sapecha toich. No. They just plucked it off of the trees. They pulled off the chitim off of the trees. And life was much easier. They didn't have to work so hard. So one opinion is that the Eitz Hadas was chitim. So that's what the Maharam Shik suggests. Otherwise, he doesn't understand what is the kavon of the Maharil. Why the Ramah quotes Maharil that l'chatchila we prefer to use matzahs based from wheat, that are made from wheat. He says, maybe because wheat gives das. The Gemara says the Tinek doesn't know how to say Abba Arima until he's able to eat the wheat. He doesn't have the ability. Somehow the wheat enables the baby to develop his brain a little better. So he suggests, the Maharam Shik suggests, maybe that's the reason. No, the minhag is, if it's possible, if a person is allergic to wheat, so one of the, I think, the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss writes, it says in the Ramah, the minhag is that the matzahs have to be made from wheat. Even the guy's allergic, and he's going to drop dead from the matzahs. He has to observe the minhag, and he has to eat matzahs of wheat. It's a little exaggerated. The pashtus is that I would assume the other poskim are not all like that. I haven't checked it out. I was in the others with an idea. What do you mean? If a person is allergic, say, you're not mechuyev to observe the minhag. You don't have to get sick from eating matzah. A person's going to get sick, he's not mechuyev to eat matzah. So if they have matzahs from other min, is good. So we, Lamai said, that's the minhag. Everybody knows that those who are allergic to wheat use matzahs from oats. But those who are not allergic to wheat should not use the oats matzahs. First of all, because in the Ramah it says, the minig is that you mahada to use dafka, the name of the maril, mahada to use dafka wheat. And secondly, that we're not so sure, we're not 100% convinced that oats is really from the chameshes mini dog. Anyway, so the Mishnah says that the matzahs have to be from the chameshes mini dog, because otherwise not bole lechimutz. Not what some Rishonim say, the Magen Mishnah quotes from the Ramban. It's in the Mochamas on the bottom of the rift. This Ramban, that he says if you have matzahs where you have no water at all, you just have made peiris, so that's no good for two reasons. One reason is because it's matzah shira, the Gemara says. And even if you think like the Rambam says only matzah shira, if it's made from the dalad mashkim, yain shem and dvash and cholov, only those dalad mashkim, so the but if it's made from the other mashkim, wouldn't be a psul of matzah shira, so the Magen Mishnah quotes the Rambam, but it's no good anyway, because it's not bole dechimutz. Matzah is only good if it's bole dechimutz. If you use the other meper, it says meperis emach mitzim goes on all meperis. That's the top line on Laman Heyam Ebeis himself. He says, Mei Peres HaMach Mitzim goes on all Mei Peres, not only on the Dalabim. So if it's not Bole Dechimutz, so then the Matzah is not kosher for the Mitzvah of Matzah.
They say because they mean fruit juice that we have, or they're referring to something else?
Fruit juice, yeah, the other thing is that our fruit juice is a little different sometimes. It's reconstituted. What it means is if they squeeze out the oranges in Florida, and they're going to send the juice, they're going to transport it to New York, so it's going to cost them a fortune because the whole thing is very heavy. So what they do is they evaporate all of the water, so you have nothing left. You just have powder left. You have a little bit, very thick syrup. And then when they bring it to New York, so then they put back in the water the H2O that they took out over there. So they save money on the transportation. So that's a shilat. Then you put in H2O, you put in regular water. So even though the purpose of putting in the water is to reconstitute the fruit juice, that it should be the same as it was in the beginning, but that's probably mayim, that it is. We don't understand why mei peres are not machmitz. But if you put in water with the mei peres, it probably is machmitz. That's regular water. That's a shaila with the wine. Shlomo Zalman, they do the same with wine. They squeeze out the wine. The grapes don't grow in New York. So the grapes grow in California, wherever they grow. So they squeeze out the wine where they grow. They squeeze out the grapes and they make grape juice. And then they evaporate all the water, so it's easier to transport it to New York. After they bring it back to New York, then they reconstitute the wine. So that's a shaila. Is that really bor piagofa? For shahakala fruit juice, you're going to say shahakala anyway. Even if it's water, you say shahakala. But for wine, they say bor piagofa, and maybe that's not authentic wine. Maybe you should say. Shlomo Zalman Reubach has a whole bunch of svekas. So he thinks first, he's not sure, he thinks that maybe the reconstituted wine is shahakal. Then he says that even if it is bar piya gofen, maybe you don't say ala gefen. There's a svar lechalak between the bracha rishon and the bracha achrona. He says even if you do say ala gefen, maybe b'emtza hasuda doesn't have a chashivas if it's grape juice. Maybe b'emtza hasuda doesn't have chashivas to say bar piya gofen. In the middle of the meal, you don't say a bracha on other food and drinks. Whatever is dvarma boy machmas hasuda, it's covered with the meal. So why do you say a bracha bar piagofen on wine in the middle of the meal? Unless it said kiddush before, so it's covered. Why do you say bar piagofen? The Gemara says, "Hal v'kaveh bracha liatzmi." Yain is the davar chashuv. If it's wine, but let's say it's just plain old grape juice, so it's like orange juice, like tomato juice. So even if it has the bracha bar piagofim, but he's not so convinced that there should be a kaveh bracha liatzma b'emtza suda. Has a lot of sveikness about the reconstituted grape juice.
Can you make kiddush on the grape juice?
Some say it's shahakal. Some say that it's not. Some say that it's not bar piagofim. And that's on reconstituted grape juice. That shana. Then there's another shana on regular grape juice. Rav Henkin years ago, before Rav Moshe became so famous, or Rav Henkin was the accepted pesach in New York City. So he published a psak many years ago. And Hapardis, I think, that the grape juice that we have is Shahakal. It's not Bar Piagof. And many Rabbanim held like that because of the Knesset Hagdoyla on Arachim, that the only time grape juice is Bar Piagof is if the nature of the grape juice is such that if you let it sit long enough, it'll turn into wine. But the grape juice that we have is treated chemically that it should never turn into wine. That's the whole kunst. How can you have grape juice in Pesach time? In Bisman HaGemar, that would be impossible. There was no grape juice Pesach time. The grapes are harvested in September or so, and then you make grape juice, so whatever grape juice you have is going to either turn into wine or turn into vinegar. It's not going to be grape juice by the time it comes Pesach. So grape juice didn't exist Bizman HaGemara when it came Pesach. Now they discovered a process that if you cook it and you put in chemicals, so it prevents it from ever, if you leave it long enough, it'll spoil. It won't ferment to turn into wine, it'll just spoil, it'll taste sour. It won't turn into wine. So Rav Henkin quoted Rav Knesset HaGdol, who holds that's shahakal, that doesn't have the chashivas of wine. The Gemara says, "Sechet Adam Eshkol Shalanovim Toch Hakos Ve'Amar Olav Kiddush Hayom." Rabbi Shmab used to be the rabbi here in the neighborhood for many years. He said that the businessmen travel out of town, so a lot of times they get stuck somewhere for Shabbos, so they have to buy a box of matzahs in the grocery store. Okay, they have Lacha Mishnah. Then they have no kosher food, so they buy a can of tuna fish, whatever. So they're stuck, they don't know what to do for Kiddush. So they say Kiddush over the matzahs. So they say over hamoitzis. So they say, what's the problem? If you go to the store and you buy some grapes and you squeeze out the grapes and you say Kiddush. It says in the Gemara, Sechatot HaMeshkel. It's so difficult, they don't sell grapes. In China and Japan, it says in the Gemara, Sechatot HaMeshkel Shalanovim. Doesn't mean that you squeeze the grapes on Shabbos. I mean, you squeeze the grapes on Erev Shabbos. Not allowed to squeeze grapes on Shabbos. That's a malach of their eyes. The Gemara says, squeezing other fruits is exeter. The Rabbanon ought to zeisim v'anavim. So the Gemara says that wine is good for Kiddush. Grape juice is good for Kiddush. The Gemara says it's good l'chatchil. The Gemara says it's good for Kiddush l'chatchil. So that's what some taina, that's only grape juice. Bizmana Gemara, that if you squeeze it into the cup, if you would have let it, I'm going to drink it in my stomach, it's not going to have the potential to turn into wine. But if I would have left it alone, it would have turned into wine. But the grape juice that we have, that's the taina, that many hold that it's not Bar Piagof. The first Poisik who said that the grape juice is Bar Piagof, the first Poisik in America said was Louis Ginsberg from the Jewish Theological Seminary. During Prohibition years, it was forbidden to make alcoholic beverages unless it was necessary for sacramental purposes. So all the Jews made wine because they needed for Kiddush and Avdallah and Arbekosis. So he was the one who mastered to the federal government that it's not true, that the Jews don't need the wine for Kiddush and Avdallah. They can use grape juice. It doesn't have to be alcoholic in context. So one of the Rabbanim at that time, there was a Rabbi Horowitz, who was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, and he lived in, I think, New Haven, Connecticut. He put out a commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos LaHaRamba, which is just gives Marmukaimus. I don't know, it's not that significant. But every 20 pages, he goes on to a tangent, and he writes a whole long dissertation on something that has nothing to do with the Sefer HaMitzvos. He has one long tangent on this. He refers to, he doesn't refer to Louis Ginsberg by name, but he calls him the Rosh HaKaroyim, the head of the Karoyim. And he spells Karoyim with an ayin. That's how they used to refer to the Karoyim, that they made a tear in Klal Yisrael, they ripped apart Klal Yisrael. Kera She'eno Nitfar or something. He ripped apart Klal Yisrael away, it's not going to be sewn back together again. He says, what do you mean we should rely on the Rosh HaKaroyim? That he paskin like that, he's an apikurus, and it's not so. And he says that the grape juice is like a dead body. It's kiguf b'li neshama. If you don't have wine that has the spunk of it, doesn't have the alcohol content, it doesn't have the potential to develop into wine, so that's shahakal, and it's not bar piagof, and it's not good for Kiddush and Avdalah. So that was a common opinion at that time. Rabbi Yechalap once gave a whole talk about this, and he published his all of his marmukims in the Beis Yitzchok several years ago about this topic. At that time, it was very highly questionable. And then, later on, the first Orthodox Poisek who said that grape juice is acceptable is Hagoyen Matzadik Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. So that's what I think Rabbi Tendler said over, others said over, that the Catholic Church had a shaila if they're allowed to use for their communion, if they're allowed to use grape juice, because they have to have crackers, they have to have a biscuit and wine. And after they do their hocus pocus, as it's called, they offer their Latin prayers that starts off like something like hocus pocus. That's why people call it hocus pocus, because it's the Latin words and it starts off. So then they declare that the wine became the blood of Osah Ish, and the wafers become the basar. That's what the poskim say. Where do you have real Avodah Zorah b'zman hazeh? We have, there's Avodah Zorah, and there's Noy Avodah Zorah, and there's Mishamshi Avodah Zorah, and there's Tikruvus Avodah Zorah. So Avodah Zorah means the totem pole itself that the Indians worship. The Noy Avodah Zorah means the necklace that it's wearing, or the earrings that are on top of the totem pole. That's Noy Avodah Zorah. And Mishamshi Avodah Zorah are frying pans that they use for services, or candles that they light for services. So the Balei HaTesis talk about how you're allowed to buy the candles from the church. When they sell the candles, they're mevatlet because the Gala plans not to use it again, and so on. And then Tikruvus Avodah Zorah, if they offer Tikruvus in front of the Avodah Zorah, Yai Nesach is Tikruvus. So where do we have Avodah Zorah today? So yeah, by the Indians, the totem poles and stuff. Where do we have Avodah Zorah? The Yoizel, the cross that they have, that's just a religious symbol. That's not the intelligent Nochri doesn't worship the cross. Some of the Puerto Ricans actually worship the cross. They think that that's the God, but the intelligent Nochrim don't worship the cross. So what's the real Avodah Zorah? So the Minchas, the Minkache writes, and the Dark Yechida, he writes the cracker with the wine that they use. That's Avodah Zorah, because they, according to their belief, after they offer their prayer, their hocus pocus, so they believe that that's not converted into the flesh and the blood of Osah Ish. So if they believe that that's the flesh and the blood of their God, so that's the Avodah Zorah Mamash. That's not the Krupas Avodah Zorah. That's Avodah Zorah Mamash. There's a difference. Avodah Zorah has bittel. The Krupas Avodah Zorah has no bittel. So the Tarkei Tshiva writes that the wafer and the wine are considered Avodah Zorah Mamash. So they had a shaila. Are they allowed to use grape juice instead of wine for their religious ceremonies? So someone brought to the attention of the Pope that HaGoyim Matzarek Moshe Feinstein said that grape juice is good. So he said, if it's good enough for Moshe Feinstein, it's good enough for him. So they were bringing out how great Moshe Feinstein was, that he was even accepted by the Pope. Nope. I remember by the Levaya, Moshe Feinstein's Levaya, I think it was on Tainus Esther, here in New York, and in Eretz Yisrael was on Purim. Remember by Levi, so one of the Maspidim was saying how great Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was, that his psak was accepted by one of the judges in Philadelphia. That's how great he was. He should have said, Rabbi Schechter accepted his psak. He's so great because the judge in Philadelphia accepted his psak. There was a Siamese twin, and if they would leave them alone, they would both die. Because there was some kind of a problem. If they cut them apart, so they'd be killing one, and they would have the other one survive. So it was a shaila, are they allowed to do the surgery or not? So I forgot about it, but Rabbi Moshe Paskin. So whatever Rabbi Moshe Paskin, that's what the judge in Philadelphia Paskin. So that was at the Hesped. They said the greatness of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that even the Goyish judge, the Shikra judge in Philadelphia, decided to rely. That's it's the greatness. The greatness was he was accepted among all the Orthodox rabbis, not among the Pope, not among the Shikra Goyish judges. Anyway, so the Mishnah has a din that all the Chameshis mean the dog and are good for matzah. It says if it's matzah shal tebel, it says that it's no good. Matzah shal tebel is no good. I mentioned that one of my chaverim from the yeshiva in my time retired and he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and the first he came soon before Pesach and he didn't have time to ask around what's going on. And he went to the most mehudadik bakery in Yerushalayim that has all the chumras to buy Pesach dik matzahs, and then after Pesach was all over, then he found out that he wasn't yotze because it was matzah shal tebel. Because the mehudadik bakeries in Yerushalayim want to give the customers the opportunity to be mafrish their own challah. So they're not mafrish challah. So he didn't notice. If he would have been there a month before Pesach, he would have found out. He moved to Eretz Yisrael so soon before Pesach, he never heard of that. You got to be careful in case you're going to Eretz Yisrael. Make sure that you're not eating matzah shel tevel. The Gemara says, pshita, if the Mishnah says, even lesser isurim are not acceptable, pshita, so the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, "Letzicha betebel tovim the rabban kihon shazar batzu chena nokuv." That's on Lamed Hayin Beis. If you grow things in Eretz Yisrael in the ground, then it has a din of tevel because it's gidulei Eretz Yisrael and it's chayv in trumas amais. If it grows in America, there is no din of tevel. What if you grow it in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole on the bottom? So the flower pot is not part of Eretz Yisrael. It's not attached to the ground. If it will be an otzitz nakuv, it would be yoinik from the karka, so then it would be considered gidulei ha'oretz. But if it's an otzitz shein in nakuv, it's not gidulei Eretz Yisrael. So the whole obligation to be mafsh trumas amais is only with the rabbanim. So that's what the Mishnah tells me. Even Tevel Atov and Rabban Kikon Shazar Bat Shenanot. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out in this Gemara that there's a Pele in the Chayodim. The Chayodim raises the question: What if you grew an Esrog in an Otzitz Shenanokuv? Is it good or not? Maybe the Esrog is only acceptable if it grows in the ground. Maybe if you grew the Chameshes Minidog in an Otzitz Shenanokuv, maybe it's no good for matzah. Maybe it's not called chameshes min hadogah. Only if it grows in the ground. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, what do you mean? It's enough in the Gemara. The Gemara says, beferish, if it grew on otzah shein on nokuv, it's good for matzah. The only thing is, it'll be tevel. So if you mafrish chumas and maizvis, it's beferish that it's good for matzah. And there's such a Gemara in Sukkah also. That if it grew on otzah shein on nokuv, it's good for esrog as well. The Mishnah says that... What if you made someone bake matzahs for chalas toy the rikikei nazir? They intended to use it for karbonis. Now you don't bring a korban toy though. We don't say mizmul asoida on Erev Pesach. How come? Because the korban toy has part of the matzahs are chametzdik and part of the matzahs are not chametzdik. The matzahs that will be chametzdik you'll only be able to eat until chatzos. I mean, the rabban until 2 hours before. 1 or 2 hours before Chatzos, you won't be able to eat it the whole day. So why not bring a korban toy the crack of dawn in the morning? So the Gemara says that's not permissible. The Gemara says, Rizvachim, now that it may be kachim l'idei apsul. You're not allowed to bring karbonis in such a way that you memayid in the zman ho achilo. So that's why in Erev Pesach, they didn't bring a korban toy. Erev Yom Kippur is supposed to be a machlokes achreinim, I think. Because Erev Yom Kippur, you can eat all day long until Shkia, you just can't. Toida is Nechel Yom Valaila at Chatzos. So let's say Yom Kippur begins at 6 o'clock. When does the Tanis begin? 6 o'clock. So you, Minatari can eat Toida Yom Valaila till Alos HaShachim, with the Rabbanah Kedei Lahachi, Kasodam and Aveira. So they limited this man, Achila. It's only Yom Valaila at Chatzos. But if you bring a Korban Toida in the morning on Erev Yom Kippur, so you can eat it all day long till 6 o'clock. You can't eat it from 6 to 12. So you cut him off 6 hours. Over here on Erev Pesach, you can't eat it after Chatzos Hayom. So you only have, what are you going to bring the Korban Toida? 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is. So you only have until 12 o'clock to eat it, till 11 o'clock to eat it. So that's really, Korban Toida on Erev Pesach is really Mamayit Zman Achil. Korban Toida on Erev Yom Kippur, that's a machloikis. Supposed to be a machloikis achrein. So on Erev Pesach, we don't say Mizma L'Soida because you can't bring a Korban Toida. So how does the guy have Chalas Toida? Obviously, he didn't bake the Chalas Toida Erev Pesach after Chatzos. He baked the Chalas Toida before. He didn't bake Erev Pesach after Chatzos. What is going to bring in Korban Toida? After Pesach is over, so he's baking matzahs now after Pesach. It means it was baked somehow 2 days before, and he thought he's going to bring with the Chalas Toida. That's what all the Rishonim say. See from the Mishnah that even though the matzahs were baked before Erev Pesach after Chatzos, they're good, right? We come and we mention that Rashi says on the very end of the Masechta, the Gemara says at the end that there's a hekesh on Kuf Chof on the base. That's the very end of the Masechta, that there's a hekesh between Matzah and Korban Pesach with respect to the Zman Achila. That if you're all like Rav Lozim and Azar, that you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of Korban Pesach after midnight, Minat Torah, then you can't be yotzei Matzah after midnight either. If you're all like Rabbi Akiva, that Chatzos by Korban Pesach, you have to finish eating Korban Pesach by midday, it's only exerim with the Rabbanon. Kedelaharchik Sodom and Aveira. So then the Gemara assumes that the exerim was never made legabi matzah. Kedelaharchik Sodom and Aveira. If you eat the Korban Pesach, after Alos HaShachar, that's an Aveira Chamor. If you eat the matzah, after Alos HaShachar, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, that's all. But there's no major Aveira, there's no Chiyuv Kores. If you eat the Korban Pesach, after Alos HaShachar in the morning, it's nicer. So whoever eats nicer is Chayv Kores. But if you're all like Rav Lozman and Azari, that the fact that you have to finish eating Korban Pesach by midnight is a din d'araisa, so then the Hekesh teaches you that it carries over from the Korban Pesach to the matzah. You have to finish eating matzah by Chatzos by midnight also. So that's what they quote from Rashi. Oh, based on this Gemara, that there's a Hekesh between Korban Pesach and matzah, So the heker should apply with respect to the zman asiyas hamatzah. Just like the asiyas carbon pesach has to be after chatzos and erev pesach, so too the asiyas hamatzah. What does mean asiyas hamatzah? Planting? No. The harvesting? No. The grinding up? No. The grinding up is done before. That's not part of asiyas hamatzah. The asiyas hamatzah is the baking of the matzah. How much is considered asiyas hamatzah? So the pashtus is that it's the lishon yafiyah. He mentioned the other day, I think, there's a machlekes, the Rabbi Natam and the Ramban on Lamed Zayin and Beis here, and it's on Lamed Zayin and Beis and Brochus as well. Rabbi Natam holds that in order to be chayim and challah, it has to be called lechem. Ahoy b'cholchem yelechem ha'oretz. That's what it says in the Gemara. It has to be lechem. But matzah has to be matzah ashira. Also lechem oni also has to be lechem. So they have things in common. That's why the chiyuv challah is only for nechameshis mini dogim, because it's only called lechem if it's called lechem for matzah. So the Mishnah puts it all together. Menachos, chameshis mini dogon, achayim and challah, and it's kosher for matzah, and it's also bechametz, and so on. So the Rabbi Natam's opinion is that what constitutes lechem, if it either had a lisha or if it had an afia. Lisha means a blila ovo. So if you did a blila ovo, a thick dough, then if you do an afia, then even if you do a bishul later on, it has a din lechem. And if you did a blila rako, then if you have an afia, then it has a shem lechem. So Rabbi Natam holds either lisha or afia. We don't paskan like the Rabbi Natam. There is one opinion that you need both lisha and afia. You have to have a blila ovo, plus you have to have afia. And we don't paskan like the Miri has such an opinion. And we don't paskan like either of those opinions. We paskan like the Ramban. That's when the Mechaber writes, both in Hilchas Chal as well as in Hilchas Hamoitzi. It all depends on afia. Whether you had a blila raka, blila ovo, if you're going to have an afia, then it's going to have a shem lechem. So I don't know. According to the Ramban, I don't know. We paskan like the Ramban. But according to the Rabbi Natam, we'll work with the Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam holds that there are two moments, either of which can accomplish that it should get a shem lechem. Either the blila ovo, the lisha, it's only called lisha if you have a blila ovo, or if you have an afia. So that's called asiyas halechem. That's called asiyas halechem. So Rashi over there, kufchof hamibes, holds that the asiyas hamatzeh doesn't mean the planting and the harvesting and the grinding. Planting and harvesting, that's a hach. That's a hachana to a hachana. That's not called asiyas hamatzeh. Asiyas hamatzeh is the lisha with the afia. It's not enough the afia is going to be after chatzos. The pashtus is you need the lisha and the afia done after chatzos ayom and erev pesach, because just like this man for asiyas ha-pesach is erev pesach after chatzos, so too, that's what they quote from Rashi. This man of asiyas ha-matzeh, the lisha with the afia, has to take place after chatzos.
Even though Mishas Ketzir may need shmir still?
Oh, so the Gemara has a machlokes whether you need shmura Mishas Ketzir or not. What's the shaila? Shmura requires the concept of shmura means two things. It means shima mechimutz, you have to watch that it shouldn't become chametz, and then it requires also asiyah lishma. So when can the grain become chametz? When is it eligible to become chametz? So the Gemara talks about in Pesachim. The Gemara talks about on Lamed Gimel. I think the achmitz b'mechuber. The Gemara talks about the possibility that the grain is attached to the ground and it was so much rain that it's sitting in a puddle of water and the kernel of grain turned into chametz while it's attached to the ground. The Gemara talks about the possibility of the achmitz b'mechuber. So the Menchas Chinuch asks the question, how come there's only an opinion in the Gemara that you need shmurim mishas ktsira? Machloik is whether you need shmurim mishas ktsira or not. If it's possible that it should become chametz, the achmitz b'mechuber, so you should need more shmurim mishas when it starts to sprout above the ground. So he says, no, even though the Gemara says that such a thing is possible, it's far-fetched, it's highly improbable, it's hardly ever going to happen. So that's such a milsa de la shchicha, so you're not mechuyif to worry about that. Shima mechimu, it's while it's growing in the ground. The only machlekes is that you need shmurim mishas ktsira. Why? Because it's also far-fetched. It's highly unlikely that it's going to become chametz. If you harvest it, you leave it on the ground, so it rains on top of it. Yeah, in America it rains all the time. There is a possibility that it'll turn into chametz, but it's not a likelihood. Probably the rain will go down, and the rain will be absorbed in the ground. It won't be, the kernels of grain won't be soaking in a puddle of water. So that's why there's a machlekes. Truth of the matter is that in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't grow. In Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't rain the whole summer. It doesn't rain. So maybe that's why it's unlikely. Maybe in America, everyone would agree that Medina, you need shmurim mishas ketzira. We always assume in America, all the matzah factories, this is from the days of Rabbi Lezer Shilva, when he was the chief rabbi of the United States and Canada as well. Rabbi Lezer Shilva lived in Cincinnati. So he was a big Talmud Chacham. And he gave the hashgach and all the matzah on the matzah company. on Harvard's Margaret, I think, whatever, Manashevitz, I don't remember already which one. So he recommended when they push the buttons in the factories to bake all the matzahs, they should bake all the matzahs l'shma, because ruba de ruba of the balabatim in America are not going to buy shmur matzah. They're all going to buy pshutas. So you should make it l'shma because of the 95% of the American population are going to use plain matzah. So it has to be baked l'shma. And shmur m'shas k'tzir is a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. It's a weird machmer to require shmur m'shas k'tzir. But b'ikar adin, there are many hold that you don't need it. So this is really a questionable assumption. Maybe Mikar Adin, you don't need Shmur M'shas K'tzir in Eretz Yisrael, where it doesn't rain in the middle of the summer. Period. It doesn't rain. So it's highly unlikely, like Achmetz B'Mechub, is extremely unlikely that it's going to become Chametz. So even after K'tzir, before the Lisha, it's unlikely that it's going to become Chametz, because it hardly ever, it never rains. It never rains in Eretz Yisrael. But in America, that it rains summer or winter. It rains all year long. No different summer or winter. It always rains. So maybe Shmur M'shas K'tzir is really needed Mikar Adin. Maybe Mikar Adin is no good pshutas. It's a thought to ponder. I don't know. So the Gemara talks about Machlokes HaMoraim, Mem Amar Al, they need Shmur M'shas K'tzir or not. That Shmur only means Shima Mechimis. That can't mean Asiyah L'shma. There is no Asiyah HaMatzis. After the K'tzira, before the Lisha, you're not doing anything. You're just looking at it. You're staring at it. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that the K'tzira does not have to be done by a Jew. Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Pri Chodesh like that in the Bir Halacha. He says the k'tzira doesn't have to be done by a Jew. The non-Jew can do the k'tzira, and then the Jew will watch. Yisrael Lamin Al Gabav, and the non-Jew will put it in a big sack that's water repellent, and that's Shmur M'shas k'tzira. When it comes to baking the matzahs, we insist that the lisha with the afiyah has to be done by a Jew. You can't have the lisha afiyah done by a non-Jew. Yisrael Lamin Al Gabav. Why? Because need asiyas hamatzah l'shma, and the nachri cannot create l'shma. That's what it says in the Gemara Gitna. Get has to be written in Shema. So it says a Nachri cannot create the Shema. Why? Because Nachri, even if you tell him, write the Get, the Shema, the Gemara says, no, it's not going to help. Nachri, adaita de nafshe kovet. The guy is thinking his own thoughts. What do you mean? The guy is thinking his own thoughts. What if he's a nice guy? And he's going to write the Get, the Shema. Well, why is the guy always thinking his own thoughts? So that's what Rab Chaim, in his Sefer on the Rambam, in Hilchas Gerish, and quotes from Rav Simcha Zelig, that was the Dayan and Brisk. So he writes that this Nachri Adaita in Nafshe Kovet, he shows from the Rambam, that it's not a psychological assessment of the situation, it's a halachic statement. Since the Nachri Zeinu B'Torah's Gittim Kiddushin, so he's Mufkal Pidin from creating Lishma. And that's the Ritva writes on Daf Mem, in Psochem, the Ritva quotes from the Goyim like that, that a Nachri cannot make matzahs Lishma, because the Nachri Zeinu B'Torah is not B'Torah's mitzvah's matzah, whoever Zeinu B'Torah cannot create Lishma. Women are mechuyev to eat matzah on Pesach night. The Gemara said, despite the fact that matzah should have been labeled as a mitzvah seser shazman grama, we should have said that women are potter. So matzah is one of the exceptions to the rule that even though it's a mitzvah seser shazman grama, the women are chayv and matzah. So it happens it's a mazel that the halacha has declared that women are chayv and matzah. If they would have been potter for matzah, the women would have been like the goyim, that they would be possible for asiyas matzah. Whoever is eidah b'toris can't create lishma. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says, that women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tzitzis, so the women cannot tie the chute at tzitzis on the beged. Rabbeinu Tam is working on the assumption that's a machlokes, where they're tying the chutem on the beged needs asiyah l'shma, making them into the shziras achutim. Everybody agrees has to be made l'shma. That's a gemara. Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, and we pass him that you need asiyah l'shma, making the strings, taking the wool and making it into strings. That needs l'shma. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds, well, it's a kabachayim. If taking the wool and making it into a string needs lishma, even though it's so far back. So of course the tying onto the garment certainly needs lishma. And the other Rishonim disagree, no. Only the asiyah sachutim has to be lishma. The kshira sachutim onto the beggar does not need lishma. A goy cannot tie the chutim on the beggar. The Gemara has a different posuk. It's a dabla b'nei yisol v'amata lehem yosu lehem tzitzis. B'nei yisol osu v'lo yakum osu. So it's a new posuk that a goy can't tie. Other Abbot, the Rishonim say, from the fact that the Gemara needs a new drasha does not indicate that you don't need lishma. If you would have required lishma by tying the chutim on the beged, so why do you need a new drasha from new pasuk that a nachri can't tie on the chutim on the beged? The nachri can't create lishma. But the Rabbeinu Tam somehow overcame that kasha. I don't know. Rabbeinu Tam holds that tying on the chutim on the beged does need lishma. So not only is a nachri no good, anisha is also no good. Whoever is any b'teris is no good. So that's what the Goyim say in Daf Mem. That for the afiyah samatzis, for the asiyah samatzis, for the lisha b'afiyah, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you understand that the lisha and the afiyah, Rabbeinu Tam and Lama Zayin and the Reis, The Lisha v'Yafiyah are the two moments of Asiyas HaLechem. True, he holds if you have a Blila Ova, you can have a Bishul later on. You only need a Afiyah if you had a Blila Raka. But still, we consider these two the moments of Asiyas HaLechem. So the Asiyas HaLechem, Asiyas HaMatzah has to be Lishmo. So the Lisha v'Yafiyah has to be done by a Yisrael, not an Akum. And it can't be done by a Kotten. The Kotten is Eina B'Torah, so he can't create Lishmo. Kotten is only Mechuyim Mitam Chinuch, Min Derabana, but Min HaTorah is not Mechuyim to eat the Matzah. So Kotten cannot create Lishmo. That's a Shaila. What about, they make holes in the Matzahs. They have a special gadget that you run on the Matzahs to make holes that it shouldn't rise, it shouldn't turn into Chametz. So is that also called Asiyas HaMatzah? Yeah, that's not Asiyas HaMatzah. Asiyas HaMatzah is the Lisha V'Afiyah. So that's a Chumrah. That the machmen, that they don't allow a cotton to do that either. They only allow the cotton to scream out l'shem mitzvahs matzah. That's a cool thing. They allow the kid before bar mitzvah should scream out, do it l'shem mitzvahs matzah, to remind the bakers that they should say l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Yeah, we're machmen, there's a din of pigul. What's a din of pigul? If a person shechts a carpet and he plans to eat the carpet chutz l'zmano. Well, there's a din in the first Mishnah in Zvachim. Not only Pikul is in Chumash, the Mishnah in the first Mishnah in Zvachim talks about, we had it in, what are we learning this year? Which Masichta? I forgot. Bavakama. So we had it in Bavakama. About if you shecht shalot the Shema, if you shecht the Shina Kodesh or Shina Baila. He knows that the Karban belongs to Shimon. He says, Shimon doesn't deserve to bring Karban. I'm bringing the Karban to Shem Levi. Or Shina Kodesh. Let's say the fellow's bringing a Karban Oila. So the Kohen says, why he's got Karban Oila? He needs a Karban Chatos. He's so full of Averis. I'll bring this as a chatas, and then we'll think later on about bringing carbon over. So that's called the Shini Kodesh. He knows what it is, he knows who the person is, and he decides that's not right. If he made a mistake, that's a shaila, whether that's called the Shini Kodesh and the Shini Baila. So the redeem of Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim and Pigul. So Tosfos has a machlokes, and every other Masechta comes up. Comes up in Bava Metzia, comes up in Gittin, comes up in Zvachim and Menachas, comes up in Seder Psachim, comes up all over. Does that mean Machshove? The Gemara always talks about Machsheves, Shina Kodesh, Machsheves Pigul. Machshove means Machshove in the mind, or Machshove means Dibur. So that's a big Machlekes in the Rishonim, whether you need Dibur for Pigul and so on or not. So the Rosh writes, if you need Dibur for Pigul, then you need Dibur for Lishma by a get. Lishma, Shalor Lishma is the same thing. Not exactly the same thing. Lishma is Lehechsher. Shalor Lishma is Lipsul. But whatever is called the Machsheves, if Machshav is sufficient for Shalor Lishma to Pasal, then Machshav is sufficient for Lishma to be Machsher. So since there's a Machlekes by Pigul, we need Amira, or Machshav is enough. So the same Machlekes carries over to the Get. Ksiv is a Get Lishma. Nasir is a Matzah Lishma. So we're machmer, so the sofer makes an oral declaration before he starts writing the get. In any case of the get, he says the shem abal, he says the husband's name, the shem isha, or the shem gerushin. The same thing by the matzahs. Before they push the button in the factory, so they say they're baking all the matzahs, not the shem, the shem gerushin. They say they're baking the matzahs, the shem mitzvahs matzah. Or when you blacken your tefillin, if you want to blacken your tefillin. So if the tefillin are black and you want to prevent them from getting worn out, so you're not being machsher the tefillin. So that doesn't need an amira. But if the tefillin are taka pasul, the tefillin are white, the mitzvahs are white, the batam are white, and you're doing it, that's an asiyas tefillin, you're being machsher it. So then we machma that you should say lishma. Mishnah Berurah says you should be machma by lishma by tzitzis as well. So if you made the tzitzis lishma, because the rabbi in the Tam holds that you need tying the chutaman to the beged lishma. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you tie the chutaman, you didn't say you're doing it lishma. I swear that the tzitzis are going to be possible. When the Mishnah Berurah was printed, so you got a haskama from, he wasn't such a famous rabbi at the time. Now he's more famous than all of those rabbanim put together. Chafetz Chaim is more famous, but at the time that he printed the Mishnah Berurah, he was not that well known. So he took haskamas from other rabbanim in Europe. So the haskama from one of the rabbanim is one of the rabbanim has a tshuva sefer. I forgot the name of the sefer, Bnei Tzion or something like that. Got the name of the sefer. Well, he has a tshuva exactly about this. If you tied the tzitzis with machsheves lishma, but you didn't say b'peh that you're making the, you're tying the tzitzis lishma. So this poisik writes in his sefer. Would anybody in his right mind ever come up with such an idea and say that it's no good? Of course, that's ridiculous. So he gives the whole tshuva why. And the Mishnah Berurah, the sefer that he gave a haskama on, in that volume where his Haskam is printed, Chelek Aleph, said that Mishnah Berurah writes like that, that it's no good. If you, he didn't write it because of him. I think he just wrote on his own. He wrote such a truth. Mishnah Berurah put together, the Rabbi and Tam says you need Lishma, and the Rosh says you need Amira. So 2 and 2 is 4. So you have to have Amira, the Ikuva. So what that is marked in the Yevon.
Does that apply also when you're fixing your tzitzis? A lot of times they become loose and you just tighten them up.
Tzitzis is probably kosher because it has so many knots. Right. By the time you get to the bottom knot is not miyakib and yevid. All those things that are miyakib. So the yevid, if you didn't say an amira, you can't say it. It's not shach to say it's puzzle. But l'chatchila, you should always have amira, that you're tying it l'shmein, l'shem mitzvah, tzitzis. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Pri Chodesh are different. If the ktsira, we're machman, then you need shmur mishas ktsira. So he says, that can be done by a nochri Yisrael Lomir Al-Gabot. That's not called asiyah l'shmo, that you say the nochri is any b'toyros, that he can't create the shmo. You don't need asiyah l'shmo, it's not the asiyah salachim, that's just shima mechimutz. So shima mechimutz, if the Yisrael is watching the nochri, say the mashgiach, so he's supervising. But the lish of afiyah, so that's the asiyah salachim, so that has to be done, the shmo. So if an akum will make the matzah, you have Yisrael Lomir Al-Gabot, that will not be acceptable. That's a distinction that he draws. So the din really requires that you need both. You need shima mechimus and you need asiyah lishma. And the asiyah lishma, the Gemara discusses here. If you have chalas toide rikike nazir, so the Gemara says that it's no good. Chalas toide, if it's really miskadesh, chalas toide rikike nazir, when you shech the carbon, then it's chal the din chalas toide rikike nazir. The Gemara says, then it's no good for mitzvahs matzah. Why is it no good? So the Gemara says, because matzah says, matzahs shivas yamim tochlu matzos. Now we don't eat matzah all 7 days. The mitzvah of achilas matzah only for erev tochlu matzos. The rest of Pesach is only reshus. So why does the pasuk say shivas yamim tochlu matzos? The matzah has to be nachelas l'chol shiva. Matzah nachelas v'shivas yamim is kosher. That's on lamed ches on the base. Chalas toide rikike nazir are only nechel yom v'laylo. Mikir adin, because the rabbanos ain't nechel yom v'laylo ad chatzos, even less. But minatar yom v'laylo, so it's not nechel shivas yamim. So the Gemara says not only if it's actually chalas toide rikike nazir, nishchat olav hazevach, even if I. Let's say I baked chalas toide for myself, and I plan that I'm a week before Pesach, and I plan that I'm going to bring my korban toida, my shalmei nazir, I'm going to bring it before Pesach. Then it turns out that I didn't. I'm going to bring it after Pesach. So I'll save my matzahs that I baked the week before, I'll save it till after Pesach is over. I'll use it then. So since it's a vadoes, then I'm going to use the chalas toida rikike nazir for my personal korban, for my korban toida. So then the Gemara says, I can't use it. Leila Seder, I can't use it from mitzvahs matzah. Why? Because you need asiyah lishma, and this is a tarta de sasri for asiyah lishma. Asiyah lishem korban, that's only nechol yoim v'laylo, is no good. It has to be an asiyah for a matzah that's nechol kol shiva. It's a tarta de sasri in the lishma. The Gemara raises a possibility. It says in the Mishnah that a koyin can be yotzei idei chavasa. Let's say the farmer was mafresh truma. He has 100 bushels of grain, and he gives it to the kohen, and then the kohen takes the grain and he grinds it up and makes flour out of it. Then the kohen makes matzahs, and he and his children, his wife and his children, are going to eat the matzah on Leila Seder. They'll not eat the truma on Leila Seder. What's wrong? As long as it's matzah, it's not chametz. So the Mishnah says that that's okay. A kohen can be etzi dechavasai with matzah shel mitzah, matzah shel truma. So the Gemara says, pshita, what's the problem? The Gemara says, mavad teima. Matzah shavu l'cholad abino, kamash malam, matzah riba. I would have thought, it's also a tata de sasri in lishma. How can you say that it's called asiyah lishma, the shem mitzvah's matzah, if this matzah, the nature of this matzah is that it's truma, it's only nechel to kohanim, it's not nechel to zar. So the Gemara says, matzah riba, that's okay. Then the Gemara has tanoim who say that certain other karbonas, certain other types of matzah shal maisa sheni, matzah shal bikurim, other kinds of matzah maybe are not acceptable because of the issue of the tarta de sasri in the lishma. So it's clear from the Gemara that there are two dinim. There's a din of asiyah lishma that's needed for the matzah, and for that the nochri can't do it. Even though Yisrael lo mer agabov, that's not considered asiyah lishma. Then there's another din, you need shima mechimus. And the shima mechimus, that can be done by a nochri, Yisrael lo mer agabov, a mashgiach. And on that, the Gemara has the machlokes, do you need all the way back to Tzira, Shmuel Mishask Tzira, or not. And most of the Paschim are make of that you don't need Shmuel Mishask Tzira. That's a question. Maybe it doesn't apply in America. Because in America it rains all year long. That's what to consider. A possibility.
So how do you know this one about the Yeshima?
No, you have to have the one who pushes the button should be Jewish, adult, after bar mitzvah, and he has to say the peh, he's baking a l'shem mitzvah's matzah. So that's the shahla, is that called asir l'shmo, if it's done by machine? Same shahla by, let's say, the chutei hatzitzis. Everybody agreed. That's a gemara. Machlek is Rabbi Shmuel. Chutei hatzitzis, do they need tefillah l'shma? When you take the wool and you make it into strings, does that have to be done l'shma or not? So we passing yes. Chutei hatzitzis have to be made l'shma. So in America also, in Eretz Yisrael, they sell two different kinds of chutim. Those that are done ma'isa yad, those that are made by hand, and those that are made by machine. It's 10 times as expensive. If you purchase ma'isa yad, if you purchase chutei hatzitzis that are made by hand, that costs 10 times as much as a chutei tzitzis made by machines. What's the story? Is that called asir l'shmo? So all the major poskim hold that it is called asir l'shmo. The whole mikra adin, it is called asir l'shmo. Some argue the point that that by shchita, the Gemara has a din where we distinguish between kerach rishon and kerach sheni. Gemara says if you have water that's held up by a dam, and you pick up the dam, and then the water's going to flow, and then the water's going to flow, and it's going to cause a whole system. Let's say the water's going to push a mill. It's going to grind the flour. So they used to have water mills like that. So you can have such an electrical system also. That's how they have in America. The rivers are flowing and they have things that are moving, and because the things are moving, so that causes electricity to be generated. So what if you have such a system? Basically you have a conveyor belt where you have chickens tied up in such a way that if the knife just goes like this, and the shechtza mashchit ekshera, if such a thing were possible. And they have knives on this wheel, and the guy picks up the dam and the water goes, and because the water goes, so that's why this round thing is rolling around, and every chicken goes on its turn, and every chicken gets geshochten properly. Is that called Kerech Gavra or not? The din is a shchita needs Kerech Gavra. So the one who picks up the din, you don't need shchita v'shmo, you just need Kerech Gavra. So is that called the Kerech Gavra? So the Gemara distinguishes between a Kerech Rishon and Kerech Sheni. What's Kerech Rishon, what's Kerech Sheni? So Rashi says if you would have picked up the din and put it down right away, so only a little bit of water would have flown. So whatever would have been accomplished by that first initial amount of water, that's called Kerech Rishon, that's called Kerech Gavra. But the fact that I keep up the dam, I took up the thing, and I leave it up. And the mele, all the water keeps on flowing. So the fact that it continues to function, and the shechts more chickens, so the Gemara said that's already called Kerech Sheni, so that's not called Kerech Gavra. So that's a question, do we carry over, when we say it's not called Kerech Gavra, this Gemara appears in 3 places. It appears by Shchita, we need Kerech Gavra. It appears by Netilas Yadayim, and it appears also by Ritzicha. But in order to be Chayv Misa, the Gemara says also the difference between Kerech Rishon and Kerech Sheni. So does the Gemara only apply, does this din, the distinction between Kerech Rishon and Kerech Sheni, does it only apply when you get to these 3 cases because there's an added halacha of Kerech Gavra? Or should I assume that no, that Kerech Gavra means Maisa HaAdam? Adam is Hebrew, and Gavra is Aramaic, and it's the same thing. My son, Mikhail Gavra, is equivalent. Should we assume that it's the same thing or not? So if one should assume, so Rab Chaim and the Chazon Ish, both Chapsachon, they hold like an opinion in the Rashba, in the Torah Sabbais, and one opinion in the Tosfos, there's a special din of Kerech Gavra that's over and above my son. But there are clearly other Rishonim, there's a Tosfos in Bava Kamma in the beginning, though. There are other Rishonim who disagree. They say that Kerech Gavra is the same as my son. So if you should say like that, so that the Verta Shaila. Let's say if you would have pushed the button in the matzah factory, that everything should start rolling. And then you let it run for a second, and then you push the button to stop it. So nothing would be baked. If you push the button to stop it a second later, nothing would happen. If you pick up the din for a moment, then you close it, so at least it'll roll a little bit. The water will roll a little bit, something will be accomplished. Over here, if you push it on and then you push it off a half a minute later, nothing will be accomplished. So some argue that the fact that you leave on the button, that's called Kerech Sheni. It continues to function for 12 hours. They leave And the big factories, they leave the matzah machine running for 12 hours, and then they take a break and they clean out everything and they start all over again. So some argue the point that that should be considered kerach sheni. So the Chazon Ish writes, based on the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Tantilos Edayim, that it's not true. The Kozher Glover, he was a goyim who was killed by the Nazis. He was the rabbi in Kozher Glov. That was a village in Galicia. And then after the First World War, that was the end of his rabbonis. No more Kozher Glov, didn't exist anymore. So then he was appointed, Rameir Shapira made the Lublin Yeshiva. So he invited him to give the shiur. Some of the very old timers remember, they learned by the Kozher Glov. So he has a tshuva sefer also, Eretz Tzvi. So in his sefer, tshuva sefer Eretz Tzvi, he says the same as the Chazon Ish. Quotes the same Magen Avraham, and other poskim also, they all quote the same Magen Avraham. That this story, that if you pick up the dam and the water rolls, so it's only Kerach Rishon, the amount that would have been accomplished by the initial picking up of the dam, if you pick it up and close it. But if you pick it up and leave it up, the fact that it continues to function, that's called Kerach Sheni. It's not called Kerach Gavra. That's only because the water was held back by the dam, and it's functioning with water pressure. You already have the pressure from before, just that the dam is holding it back. So when you pick it up, what continues to function later is called Kerach Sheni, it doesn't count. But over here, there is no pressure running. I push the button, I do the whole Asiya from the beginning to the end. So that's what they tie in, based on the Magen Avraham, that all relates back to me. That it's called my Asiya. That's called my Asiya. They say it's good for tzitzis, and it's good for matzah, and it's good for whatever you need, Asiya Lishma. It is considered Asiya Lishma. So that's why many hold there's nothing wrong with machine matzah. It's called Asiya Lishma Adarab. They feel that it's a hidur, that it's more shima mechimah. It's because the hand-baked matzahs take quite a while to bake, because it's done by hand. And the machine matzahs take one-third the time, much less time. It's much faster. And others amahada, just like people amahada to buy the more expensive chutim for the tzitzis maisa yad. It costs 10 times as much. So too, there are those who are mahadar to buy dafke the hand matzah, not the machine matzah, because of the concern that maybe it's not called the shema. Maybe since it's done by a machine, it's not called
the
shema.
The Kozher Glover is saying even in das tesis, right?
Even if you all like tesis, that the din of Kerach Rishon versus Kerach Sheni is not only applicable to the three cases where you need Kerach Gavra. No, you say Kerach Gavra same as Maisa Ha'odam. And if it's a definition of Maisa Adam, then it can't be called a Shema. The Asiya has to be a Shema. He said, no, but it's still good. It's still good because when you push the button, that's called you did the whole Asiya. It's not the same, because when you push the button, you're introducing the power over here. It's not the same as Hasoras Hamonea, that you have the water pressure is there, just that the dam holds it from going. Then you pick up the dam and Mela, the pressure is pushing out. So there we distinguish, only there we distinguish between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Originally, when they started making the machine matzah, it took longer to make machine matzah than it took to make hand matzah. It's not the way we have the machines now. So that's why many of the Gedolim asked the machine matzah. They said, it's chametz dog and gomer, and you're not allowed to eat it. They were very upset. The people who went back, the people from Lakewood, who went to Vilna, whatever, they went to Europe in order to teach Torah in the last 15 years. So they found the machines where they used to make the machine matzah. It wasn't the way we have. You push a button, shine and everything is done. No, they would do the lisha by hand, and then they would take the machines to make big squares. So that's a problem, because it's taking long, and that's exactly the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to make fancy cookies on Pesach with fancy designs on it, because we should show you how Mahmoud Sosan. The Balabasta is going to spend so much time making it fancy, it's going to take more than 18 minutes till she's going to put it into bake. So we're concerned that it'll become chametz. And then the Gemara says they asked, there was one baker, Bais Ben Zainan, and he had molds. He had cookie molds. So he can make, with his cookie molds, he can make fancy designs in the matzah, in the cookies. Like we have cookie molds. Every woman knows you have cookie molds. You can make 1, 2, 3. So he can make fancy designs in the matzah faster than the balabasta could make plain cookies without any fancy design. So he asked the Tanoim, for me it should be mutter to make Tzvekim Hamitzi Yom Pesach. So the Tanoim said, we can't allow that. Why? Because Aloy Plut, Yom Rukala Tzvekim Asur, Tzvekim Baisis Matorah. Well, about them, what on this thing? We're going to say no one's allowed to make the cookies with the fancy designs except for Bais. It makes a lot of sense, but the Balabatim won't understand it, that his cookie whose defense he designs take less time than a balabasta making plates. So they made a leplug derabanan. So that was the original taina against the machine matzahs that they had in Europe. Because the machine matzahs, they use the machine to make a fancy square or a fancy circle or something. So it took longer. They wasted more time on asiyas hamatzah. Today, when they use the machines, it takes much less time. The Gemara has a machlekes atanoim, a machlekes a meir abude, with a ma'aseh shenim on the bayim, ma'aseh shenim on the gavayim. So the Gemara has a shayla. What if I have the farmer lives mechutz l'Yerushalayim, and he has a ma'aseh sheni? It's a ma'aseh sheni year. First year, the second year, the fourth year, the fifth year, ma'aseh sheni year. And he grinds up the ma'aseh sheni, makes flour, then he brings it to Yerushalayim, and he bakes matzahs. He wants to eat the matzahs in Yerushalayim. He wants to kill two birds with one stone. He wants to be in the mitzvah of achilas ma'aseh sheni, the mitzvah of achilas matzah, with the same matzah. So the Gemara raises an issue. There's one issue, maybe it's not called the Shema, because it's not matzah and achelas b'chol moshavos. You can only eat it in Yerushalayim. So maybe that's a tie to the sasri with the Shema of matzah. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Even if one assumes that that does not pose a problem, like the other Tana, we don't require matzah and achelas b'chol moshavos. You require matzah and achelas kol shiva. You don't require matzah and achelas. It says b'chol moshavosech and tochel matzah. So one Tana says you need matzah horiyah le'achol b'chol moshavos. So it says bikurim and ma'aser sheni cannot be eaten b'chol moshavos. It's not acceptable. So even if one should assume that that's okay, the Gemara says, but there's another issue. The matzah has to be shalachem. So if you hold ma'aser sheni is mamon gavoyah, so it's not called shalachem. And we happen to paskin the ma'aser sheni is mamon gavoyah. Mamon kedushin paskins. Achlegs are meir Rav Yehuda. Usually we paskin like Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says here we paskin like Rav Meir. The ma'aser sheni is mamon gavoyah. It's not mamon bal. So the Gemara says it's no good. So here there's a big machlegs are rishonim. What does this mean that you need shalachem? The Gemara says since when do you need shalachem? By dalad minim it says olakachtom lachem you need mishalachem. So if you're going to use an esrit shal ma'aser sheni, I understand why it's no good. It's not shalachem. On the first 2 days you need shalachem. But matzah, where does it say that it has to be shalachem? The Gemara says no. We have gzeirah shalachem. We have gzeirah shalachem. So it has to be shalachem. So here there's a big machlokes, the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rambam and the Rosh, what does that mean? So the Rambam writes, if you use matzah gzula, it's no good because it's a mitzvah habo ba'aveira. Just like a lulav gozel is a mitzvah habo ba'aveira. So matzah gzula is a mitzvah habo ba'aveira, so you're not yotze. So the Rosh says, what did the Rambam have to say? A mitzvah habo ba'aveira should have said, because it's not shalachem. If I steal a matzah, it's not called shalachem. So the Rosh apparently understood the Gemara kipshuto, that you really need shalachem by the matzah. The Rambam seems to have understood not that you need shalachem. If it's mama gavoya, it's mufka. It doesn't have to be shalachem. A gzula would have been good if not for the fact that it's a mitzvah baba there. So that's a shayla. Let's say people are guests in my home. I pay for the matzah. So then I have relatives coming over. And you're going to eat the seder by me. So do I have to be makna the matzahs to everybody? Well, I don't have to be mocked on the matzahs. They're eating my matzah, it's okay. So according to the Rosh, you're going to have a problem. The Rosh holds that you really need shalachem. So the Taz raises the question. There's commentary on Hilchas Pesach. So the Taz writes that it's self-understood when I invite guests to the home and I put food in front of them, that I'm mocking the food to the guests and it belongs to them. You look in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer and Hilchas Kiddushin, this is a big machlokes rishonim. Is that so? Let's say I have singles eating at my table. So I serve a meal. So one boy takes a piece of chicken. And he says to the girl, Hare Amakudashis, and then he gives her the chicken. So she says, thank you. I'm happy to be married to you. I appreciate that. So is that Mekudashis or not? Did the chicken belong to him? Do you assume that the host who gives the food to the guests is makna the food to the guests? So he gives him permission to be kind. So the person picked it up, he's kind. He gives it to the girl and says, Ari Mukadeshis, he's Mukadeshis. Or should I say no? He's not makna to them. I give everybody permission to sit on my chair. I'm makna the chair to them. I give permission to use the silverware. I'm makna the silverware. It's expensive silverware. I'm not makna. I give him permission to use mine. There's no Isik Zayla. I'm giving permission, so it takes off the Isik Zayla.
Well, the chicken, you don't expect
to get it back.
Yeah.
So that's the shayla. Okay. So that's the machlokes. Just buy the silverware and buy the chair, I expect to get it back. But the chicken, I know it's going to eat it up. So that's the question. Did I just give him permission to eat it up, basically eating up my chicken? Or was I makna the chicken to him? So not everybody agrees to this Svar of the Taz. There in Eben Ezra, many say it's not necessarily true. So that's why some medakdek that the dafke when they have guests at the table, they say everyone should have in mind to be kind of the matzah. That it should be shalachem because of the rosh. Because of the rosh. Rabbi Saul Grossman, who just passed away in Eretz Yisrael, how old was he? 100 years old. He's very old, no? Very old. So he has in his safe, he has a tshuva about this. So he has classical style. So he just says, in the Taz that it's okay. You don't have to be machne. It's assumed that, that you're not.
About when he's chewing
it
in his mouth,
is that
like a
Kenyan? Shinoi. Could be. That I don't give him permission to be kind. Agam is kind of a Shinoi. But the guy doesn't do Geneva. So Shinoi is not kind. If I give him permission to eat my matzah and it's not a Geneva, then Shinoi is not kind. So if you need Shalachem, then you still have a problem.
How does Ram define Lachem in the Gemara?
The Gemara says it. Who says in each alachem? The Gemara says an esrog shalom aishesheni is not good because it says alakachtam lachem ishalachem. But by matzah, since when the in each alachem? So the Gemara says no. We have to get a shalom from challah. That there's no chiyuv challah if it's shal gavoya. Harisoy seichem shalachem prat lagavoya. Now by challah there is no din if I steal flour from someone else and I take challah. There's a din a mitzvah above aver. Harei she goes osah shachid tchanim afav aloshim if shemel challah. That's a mitzvah above here. But it's not that you're not chayv mechala. And gamet the flour, you are chayv mechala. Just that you're not a balam to be able to be mafrish, unless you say the shinoi kaina. If he grinds it up, he made a shinoi. He grinds it and he does lisha. So then shinoi kaina because he's a ganav. But there is no din that you're not chayv mechala and gamet the flour. That's what the Rambam holds. The Gemara just says lechem lechem. There's a gezorah shava lechem lechem from chala. To matzah, ma'ala halam shalachem, afkam shalachem. It doesn't mean that by chali you need shalachem. I mean you need shalachem to the exclusion of shal gavoya. If it's shal gavoya, it's a ptur by chal. So if shal gavoya, if you hold ma'aseh sheni ma'am gavoya, so it's a paslus by the matzah. But if there is no real din that you need shalachem. That's a Rav Soloveitchik published the Dvar Torah on this. That the pashtus and the Rambam, pashtus is like the Rambam. Pashtus says the Rambam does not agree with the Rosh. Rambam holds that you don't actually need Shalachem like Dalet Mil. Just Shalgavoya is a paslus. And the Rosh goes Kipshuto. Matziv Zul is not good because you need Shalachem. There isn't really any mocker in the Gemara to the Rosh. The Gemara would sound better like the Rambam.
Does the Rosh hold like that by Chala also?
No. By Chala it says Beferish. Harish goes also Shalchitim and Chaberon. It says you are Chayv and Chala even on stolen flour. Just a Shaila. You're not a Balan to be Mafish to Chala. Yeah, we said before the Ramban Shita that Ramban says if you'll be Losh Matzah with May Paris, it will be no good for two reasons. One reason is because Matzah Shira, and the Ramahol's Matzah Shira is only these Dalad Mashkim, Yain Shem and Vashon Cholam. And then the second reason the Ramban argues is that the Matzah is only good if it has Asir Lishma. And part of the Asir Lishma is that you have to have a Shima Mechimut. So if you mix flour with water, it'll be bola dechimot, so then you have to bake it quickly to see to it that it shouldn't be bola dechimot. What if I mix flour with May Paris? So I can let it sit all day long? It's not going to turn into chametz. May Paris ain't machmitzim. So that's not called asiyah lishma. Asiyah lishma has to be with the shima mechimot. You have to have both together. So since there's no shima mechimot, so the Ramban, that we went into this whole discussion about the shima mechimot to explain this Ramban. So the Ramban holds if you lush matzah, the May Paris, you take a flour that's not chametz dik, and you lush it with May Paris, it won't be good because it's not bole dechimutz. So there's no shima mechimutz, and the lishma needs two things: it needs shima mechimutz and asiyah lishma. So this is the asiyah. The asiyah is the lisha b'afiyah has to be done. The shima mechimutz has to be done mishas lisha b'afiyah. So the Ramban holds that there is no shima mechimutz here. If it's lush with May Paris, no shima mechimutz. So others apparently hold it. The Rambam says that it is good. Rambam says the only time matzah ashira is possible if it's one of the dalad mashkin, yain shem and vashon cholav, without any other may paris, the Rambam holds that it's good for leil haseder. Egg matzahs, as according to the Rambam, egg matzahs are good to use by the leil haseder. So the shad is, what does the Rambam do with the din of may paris and machmitzim? It's not bole dechimutz. It's not bole dechimutz, so it's no good. For matzah, so the Rav Soloveitchik obviously says the Rambam apparently thinks, I'll be pashtus, Bala, there is no need that you need Bala Dechimot. Bala Dechimot is just to determine which of the Chameshis Mini Dogma. Whatever is Bala Dechimot, it's called Dogma. It's not Bala Dechimot, it's not called Dogma. Then you mix it with May Peiris. There's no halacha that this particular Issa to be Bala Dechimot the way it is, even if it's not Bala Dechimot. So Adarabba, that's the Shema Mechimot. The fact that I didn't mix in any water, I mixed in May Peiris, that's the best Shema Mechimot, that even if it'll sit for hours and hours on end, it won't be Bala Dechimot. That is the Shema Mechimot. Who says you have to dafke, you have to lead such a risky life, you have to mix the flour with water and hurry quickly to see that it shouldn't become chametz? Why lead such a risky, nervous, nerve-wracking life? Mix your matzah with May Peiris and be relaxed so you won't have to hurry, you won't have to rush in order to bake it. Ramban thinks that you actually need Bala Dechimot in each and every Issa. And the Rambam perhaps holds that Bala Dechimot is just to determine the min. The thing is that the Gemara sounds like the Ramban. Sounds like the Issa has to be Bala Dechimot. Because the Mishnah says if you have Trefa Matzah Shaltevel, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. So the Gemara doesn't say you're not Yotze because Mitzvah Abba Ba'avir. That's what the Rishonim ask. Why does the Gemara say Mitzvah Abba Ba'avir? The Gemara gives a different reason. So the Gemara says because, a funny reason, the Gemara says because the Issa is not Bola Dechimot. How can it not be Bola Dechimot? It's Tevel. Why is it not Bola Dechimot? The Gemara says it's not Bola De Issa Chometz. In order that it should be kosher for matzah, it should be Bola De Chimot, should be able to come to Chimot as opposed to Sirchon. So it can't be Kitnius, it has to be Chameshis Mine Dogon, and it has to be Mayim, it can't be May Peiris, that's not Bola De Chimot. Plus, if it has an Issa Tevel on it, then we have a din Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Even if it'll become Chometz, it won't have an Issa Chometz. It won't have an Issa Chometz, because Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Has to be Boli Dei Issa Chometz. Not enough Boli Dei Chimetz in Metzias as opposed to Sirchon. It should be Boli Dei that chemical process that's called Chimetz. It should be Boli Dei Issa Chometz. And since there is a din of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, the Oilam, the din of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, many opinions hold that Ein Issa Chalal Issa just means for Onshim. The second Issa really is Chal. The Gemara just says Gabi Onshim. There's no Koris on the second Issa. There's no Malkus, there's no Misa, but the second Issa is Chal. Many hold like that. The second Issa is Chal. That's a Gemara discussion in the Gemara in Yevamos. The thing is, you're not allowed to bury a tzaddik next to a Rosha. Learn that from Psukim. And then there's a din, you're not allowed to bury a Rosha Chomer next to a Rosha Kal. Because the Rosha Chomer is considered a Rosha, Lagabi, the Rosha Kal is considered a tzaddik. So who keeps track? Who knows how many? So the Gemara says, if one person did 1,000 Averis, one person did 1,001 Averis, you're not allowed to bury one next to the other. So who's keeping track? Who knows who did Averis? You assume that all the people from the Mizrahi do the same general amount of Averis, all the people from the Aguda do the same amount of Averis, all the people from the Turikart, all the people from Wayu, all the people from the same group. So Wayu has their own cemetery, and Aguda has their own cemetery, Mizrahi has their own cemetery. Each group has their own cemetery. But if you would really be sitting and counting, I know that he did 1,000 Averis, he did 1,001 Averis, talking out loud, bury one next to the other. So the Gemara has a Shaila. The Gemara says, Machlek is Hatanai. They both did 1,000 Averis. But one of the Averis that he did was a case of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. So he really did 1,001 Averis. But because they had already had the first Issa, the second Issa wasn't Chal. So is that called 1,001 Averis? Because the second Issa is Chal, it's just that there's no Onish. But you say, no, it's only 1,000 Averis. Ein Issa Chalal Issa means that it's not Chal. So the Gemara says, "Nafkemina lekover ben Rishayim Gemurim." Are you allowed to bury these two guys next to each other? He did 1,000 averes. He did 1,001 averes, but the extra one avera was prevented from setting in because of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. So the Gemara says, "In Yavam," said, "That's a machlekes hatanoim." So the Pashup Pshat in the Gemara is that there is a group of tanoim and some achrayim are like that lahalochim, that the second Issa really is Chal. There won't be kares. There won't be. Misa's Bezna, the one with Malkus, but the second Issa is Chal. So that's a problematic Bira that the Gemara has over here. The Gemara says, Ein Issa Chal al Issa. So the Issa is called Ein Bola Dechimot. It is Bola Dechimot in the sense of the chemical process. It's not Bola De Issa Chomets in the sense that you're going to get an Oinish on it. Then the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says, but this should be an Iser Koilo. Because when it comes to Pesach, the Iser Chometz is Chal on all the Chometz in the world. So it's a migud that the Issa Chametz is chal on the kosher Chametz. It's chal on the non-kosher Chametz as well. It's chal on the tevel Chametz as well. That's called an Issa Toilo. So what do you mean over here? It's not Boladei Chametz. So Gemara says, yeah, this Mishnah goes only according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds any Issa chal al Iser. Reb Shimon holds any Issa chal al Iser. I feel Issa Toilo. Reb Shimon doesn't hold on the din of Issa Toilo. Very shver. Very shver. So that's the question. How do we keep this din? Should we pasken like the din in the Mishnah? That you're not yotze b'matzah shel tevel, because an isa chal al isa, we pasken that it's an isa kol. So that the whole hezbon gemara shouldn't apply. So we should really reject the whole din in the Mishnah. So the Rama quotes the dimma. The Rama writes like the Rama writes kilo it's a din of mitzvah baba aver, which the Gemara didn't give that reason. The Gemara didn't give that explanation. So that's an issue that has to be dealt with. The Gemara has that there are three psukim regarding, says many times in the Chumash that you're not allowed to eat chametz. So the Gemara says there are three psukim.
Chaos Tola is a Rai Le'achonim bring against Rashi?
The Rishonim bring that. Yeah, the Ozaru on the end of the Masechta when he quotes the Rashi and Kuf Chof and Mabei, so he says the whole Masechta you see beferish that if you bake the matzahs before Chatzos it is good. And he starts going from the beginning of the Masechta, daf after daf after daf, says beferish that it's baked before it's good. And he says, yeah, but when you get to the last of the line in the Masechta, you get the daf Kuf Chof and Mabei, so this Gemara backs out from all the Mishnayos and all the Brises and everything from before. So Pella, what do you mean? When you get to Kuf Chof and Mabei, you reject enough in the Mishnah. A stranger, Rashi. That's what he said. So the Gemara on Chof Ches on the base, the Gemara comments that you have three times it says in the Chumash that you're not permitted to eat chometz. By time of the Rebbe, plus a Kroy Ksivi. It says three times, Lo Sechel Chometz, Kol Machmetz, Lo Sechel, Lo Sechel Olav Chometz. What do you need three psukim for? A lav to eat chometz. So one lav goes on Pesach, one goes on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. If you eat chametz, you get malchus. One lav goes on chametz over all of HaPesach. If you eat chametz, that's left over. After Pesach, also you get malchus. It's a lav derais. According to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, the chametz over all of HaPesach is an isur derais, and you get malchus. So the whole institution of mechiras chametz doesn't work. I sell the chametz to the guy, then I buy it back. The chametz lav goes over all of HaPesach is also asabahamu. It's an isur derais. You can't go shopping, according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, you can't go shopping in a local bodega that's owned by a Puerto Rican and buy all the chametz you want after Pesach. Chametz shalakim, shalak Pesach, is just zasa b'achila b'ano, as a chametz shal Yisrael. The mazal is we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Shimon. That the three psukim, they all go on Pesach, but they need three psukim for the same thing, the Gemara discusses it, on Chof Ches on the base. But the lav is only on Pesach, and there Pesach after Chatzos, there is no lav. So wow! So according to Reb Shimon, you're allowed to eat chametz and now Pesach after Chatzos. So Tosfos says, no, hold your horses. There's an Iser Aseh that it says, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu. Yom harishon doesn't mean the first day Pesach, means erev Pesach, erev Yontif. So tashbisu means that there's an Iser Aseh. You're not permitted to eat chametz because that's an Iser Aseh. That's a violation of tashbisu. A chametz over all about Pesach. There's no lav at all. There's no lav. There's no Aseh. There's nothing. It's had to gomer. So the Gemara says though, mid the Rabbanu they asked, Chometz she'ova all of our Pesach, Knosa Konis, Reb Shimon Knosa Konis, that's not. Finally, the Gemara krechts his eyes, and Choftes and Meral, if they keep on going, they say, no, Reb Shimon agrees. Chometz she'ova all of our Pesach is also mid the Rabbanon as a penalty because the fellow violated by your Rabbi Matz. And that's why we pasken, like it says in the Mishnah, Chemtsu shal akum, she'ova all of our Pesach, so there's no din of, there's no Issa, only Chemtsu shal Yisrael. That's the Mishnah Chof Ches and Menal. Chomesh Shal Noach Rishav Alav HaPesach Muta Banu Mishal Yisrael Osa Banu Shenem Ala Yirah L'Chosor. Yeah. So the Gemara comments on the Mishnah Shenem Ala Yirah L'Chosor. What is a Din Deraisa? It's not a Din Deraisa. According to Reb Shimon, it's only a Knas Med Rabbanon. So the Gemara says you have to correct the Nusach in the Mishnah. Instead of Shenema, you have to read Mishum Shenema. Shenema means it's a Din Deraisa. Mishum Shenema means that it's a Din Derabbanon. That's what the Gemara says over here. Mishum Shenemar means based on a din and chumish. Bal Yura Bayi Matzei, so whoever violates Bal Yura Bayi Matzei, so we make a penalty that you're not allowed to eat the chumash. So in Shulchan Aruch, it's assumed that the penalty only applies if the person violated Bal Yura Deraisa. You make a penalty to sort of to serve as a deterrent. But if the whole Bal Yerubai Matzav is only the Rabbanon, then there's no penalty of Chametz Shehovah L'Rav Pesach. What if you have Tarubis Chametz? Is there a din of Bal Yerubai Matzav on Tarubis Chametz? So you have Chametz Nukshe. Chametz Nukshe is not Roy Lachil. It became Chametz after it was ready Nifsal Me'achil HaSadam. So that's one form, the different forms of Chametz Nukshe. So what if a person only violated the Bal Yerubai Rabbanon? Chametz Nukshe is only Bal Yerubai Rabbanon. Or on Tarubis Chametz, there's a machlek, there's the Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim, whether there's Bal Yerubai Deraisa, it's only Bal Yerubai Derabbanan. Rabbeinu Tam holds that on Tarubis Chametz, it's not Bal Yerubai Deraisa. And Atar, it's Batel Beroiv, vis-a-vis Bal Yerubai Matzah. So that's some Shulchan Aruch. They have a whole discussion about that. The only time there's a penalty of Chametz Shalom HaPesach, if it was Chem to Shal Yisrael, because you violated Bal Yerubai Deraisa. If you only violated Bal Yerubai Derabbanan, then there's no penalty. One of the Achrayim, the Behetim quotes, one of the Achrayim, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Charles Shulis Beis Yankiv. Whatever he says, they always disagree. He didn't have too much mazal. They rarely ever passed him like his Shulis. Only on the Trey Rube. That's when his opinion was accepted on the Heter Agunis by Trey Rube. Then they accept, after generations, after he died, then they accepted his Shulis. While he was alive, they killed him on that. They slaughtered him on that too. So I think this is also from the Beis Yankiv. He says that Chametz Shehovah L'Pesach is a penalty for the Shegetz who violated by Rabbi Matzeh, the storekeeper. He's not allowed to, the Jewish storekeeper didn't sell his Chametz. He's not allowed to sell the Chametz after Pesach. It's also Bahano. He's not allowed to eat it. He's not allowed to sell it either. But if he sold it, if he sold it to me, so I shouldn't buy from him. If I'm going to buy from the Jewish storekeeper, so I'm Lifneiver, I'm causing him to violate the Yisa Hano of Chametz. But somehow, if he gave me a gift, someone gives me a gift of Chametz Shehovah L'Pesach, I wasn't the one who violated the Aveira. So the Gemara has a lotion in my cotton, l'didei konsul l'bino lo konsul. The penalty is only for the guy himself who violated by Rabbi Matz. After I die, my children can eat the Chametz. They never penalize the children. That's what he holds. And they never penalize the customers. That's not the generally accepted opinion. All the Achranim say it's against the Gemara Chula. The Gemara says, Chemtzun shalo be'aveira shavala va'pesach muta, because machlifim biyad. After Pesach is over, they're going to switch it with a goy. So the Gemara is beferish against this Chubas Beis Yankiv. That the Chametz Shehovah L'Pesach is not only a penalty for the Val Avera who violated Bal Yerubai Matzeh. It's also a Cheftza Macholos Hasuris. Also a Chil Banoa for everybody. No one's allowed to eat it. No one's allowed to have Hanoa from it. The only thing is, the Gemara says, first of all, you have what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that it's only if he violated Bal Yerubai Deraisa. If it's only Bal Yerubai Derabbanan, then there's no penalty of Chametz Shehovah L'Pesach. And secondly, the Gemara says that there's a kula that it's bottle. They only ask it Chametz Shehovah L'Pesach when it's bien. If it's Tarubis, then they never ask it. So that in Shulchan Aruch, that's a big machlokes Rashi in the tour. What do you mean by Tarubis? They never ask it by Tarubis. So Rashi's opinion is that if it's bottled beroiv, it's mutter. Let's say they're not talking about cookies. Cookies, Chametz Shehovah L'Pesach, that's 51% of the cookie. They have a lot of sugar and chocolate chips and other things, but more than 50% of the, usually, more than 50, sometimes, more than 50% of the cookie is the flour, is the Chametz liquid part. Well, let's say you have some candy, and the Chametz component is less than 50%. So Rashi Shita is that it's always mutter. Chametz Shehovah L'Pesach is bottled beroiv, as long as the chametz component part is less than 50% is mutar. So in Shulchan Aruch we don't accept that opinion. L'chatchila we're machmir for the shitas hatur. The tour says that you need shishim. You have to have shishim. So if you have shishim, so it's the same as shari sur. So what kula do you have? The Gemara says they only penalize when the chametz is bien. When the Chametz is Aydei Tarubis, they never made a penalty. They never asked it. But you say that you need Shishim, so it's the same as Kol HaTarakul. You always need Shishim, so what's the difference? Well, that means that you have a Milsa Davido L'Taima. The Chametz gives the flavoring to the whole mixture. It has a very powerful flavor to it. To concentrate. So even if you have Shishim and Kol HaTarakul, it wouldn't be Bapu. So by Chametz Shavuot Pesach, that's the Kulam. As long as you have shishim, is bottle. That's what the tour says. And the Mishnah Berurah says lachatchila v'chayshish for the tour, because that's where it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But if you have a big hefsid merubah, So then we'll make all to follow Rashi. And Rashi Shita, as long as it's the bottle beroiv, you ignore the whole issue of Nesinas Tam. What if the chometz is not Avida L'Taima? What if the chometz is a Dava Hamamid? What if the chometz is the thing that makes it into a salad, or puts it into whatever position it is, a Dava Hamamid? So then the Tur has a chumra on that too. The Torah says that Dabar HaMamed is considered as if it's Bien. So the Magen Avraham, and that way Machmer on that. So the Magen Avraham says it would appear from this Torah that he thinks that Dabar HaMamed, like Batel, is a Din Daraisa. The later post can disagree with the Magen Avraham. They say it's not accepted. We hold that Dabar HaMamed, like Batel, is only the Rabbanim. It's not a Din Daraisa. But still, with the Rabbanim, we consider it as if it were Bien. So since the Chumra with the Rabbanim by Dabar HaMamed is considered as if it were Bien, so it's considered. It's not considered the Chametz Shalav Pesach, but Taruvus. We consider it as if we ignore the Taruvus because it's serving as a Mamid. Sometimes you have Chametz was Mamid cheese. So then, other kinds of Mamid. So then, Dabra Mamid, we would be Machmer that we treat it as if it were a Bien. Yeah, how do we paskin on this Machlex of Yudah Reb Shimon? So it's clear how we paskin. We paskin like Reb Shimon, you don't paskin like Reb Yudah. Chametz Shalav Pesach is only Midi Rabbana. And as such, we would say, Sofik the Rabbana Lekula. Let's say, I'm not sure. I have a certain item. I'm not sure whether it's Chomesh Olav Pesach. Someone gave me a bottle of schnapps. I don't know whether it's Chomesh Olav Pesach or not Chomesh Olav Pesach. So if it's a 50-50 Sofik, so then it is a Sofik the Rabbana Lekula. If it's not a Sofik Ashokul, if it's the Netiyah is, the likelihood is that it is Chomesh Olav Pesach. And there's a slim chance that it won't be Chomesh Olav Pesach. So that you wouldn't say Safik Rabbanan Lekula. You only apply that rule Safik Rabbanan Lekula is a 50-50 Safik. But if it is a Safik Ashokul, then the din is Safik Rabbanan Lekula. Then it would be Mutter. So we know that the din is like Rab Shimon by Chomesh Olav Pesach. It's only the Rabbanan. It doesn't apply to Chenus Shalachim. So the Rambam, for some reason or another, the Rambam on Erev Pesach, the Rambam Paskin is like Rab Yudah. That if he chometz after chatzos, he get malchus. And then he splits the psak. An erev Pesach he paskins like Reb Yudah that there's a lav for eating chometz, and chometz olav Pesach he paskins like Reb Shimon. So both in the Sefer Mitzvahs and in the Mishnah Torah, the Rishonim are masik, the Ramban is masik in the Sefer Mitzvahs. How did the Rambam make a split in the psak and the Raivid and the Hasagas on the Rambam? And the Mishnah Torah is masik the same thing. How did the Rambam paskin half like Reb Yudah, half like Reb Shimon? Where did he get it from? Shere Rambam. The Pashtus is that we assume that an Erev Pesach Heftach Hatzai is not like the Rambam. That there's only an Isser Asay, there isn't an Isser Loises. Even if you assume there's an Isser Loises, for sure there's no Chorus. There's only Chorus if you eat Chomet B'Pesach. If you eat Chomet B'Erev Pesach afternoon, then there's no Chorus. So therefore the Chumra, that Chomet is B'Mashuhu, we have the Girs and the Gemara. We paskin that Laman and Aleph, there are different opinions in the Gemara. Is there a din of Chometz is b'mashu? So Tosis quotes the Shiltus and the Rabbeinu Tam had a Girsa that the Lemaskana, we don't accept mashu. We paskin Chometz is b'shishu. But the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that we paskin that Chometz is b'mashu. So there's a Machlekes HaRishonim. What if Chometz gets mixed in an Erev Pesach after Hatzos? Is it bottled b'shishim or is it b'mashu? Let's say the woman is cooking for Pesach. By mistake, she pours in a little bit of Chometz into the soup, you have shishim against it. Is it bottled b'shishim? Or do you say, no, it's b'mashu on Erev Pesach. So the Rambam's opinion is that b'mashu even applies on Erev Pesach. And the Rambam says we don't accept the Rambam's opinion. We paskin that b'mashu is only a chumer de chometz when it's koris. That's only b'pesach. But a chometz b'Erev Pesach after chatzos is bottled b'shishim. So what does it mean? It's bottled b'shishim on Erev Pesach after chatzos. You can eat it on Erev Pesach. What if you want to eat it on Leil HaPesach? He said it's batel on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. The chametz is not b'mashu, so it's batel. But you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach. On Pesach it'll be b'mashu. That topic is known as chayzav iniyah. He said we pass the chametz bread Pesach. His batel a chametz kedem at Pesach. Let's say Bala Basta was cooking a week before Pesach. He's going to leave it in the freezer. So by mistake she poured a little chametz in. So chametz kedem at Pesach is batel b'shishim. Even chametz bread Pesach after Chatzos is also batel b'shishim. So the shaila is when it comes Pesach, do you say chayzav iniyah or not? So the mechaber paskins like the Rambam that you say chayzav iniyah. When it comes Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it. When it comes Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it. And we don't paskin like that. The Rambam says has a split. The Rambam distinguishes between yavish b'yavish and lach b'lach. If you have a taruvis of lach b'lach, Balbus is making soup or something. She put a little bit of chametz ingredients. and it's Zain and Dais and Tam, and it's not a Dovra Mamid, and you have Shishim against it. Zain and Dais and Tam is not a Dovra Mamid, Shishim. So if it would have fallen in on Pesach, that's the Chumar Chamis, it's been Mashu. But if it falls in Erev Pesach, Koidim Erev Pesach, is bottled, so then you don't say Chayze B'Nir. That's the Psaka Rama. But if it'll be a Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish, let's say I have a Pesach Dikematz and I have Chametz Dikematz. They look exactly the same. There's no way to tell the difference. It could be that there is no difference. It could be that the Chametz Dikematz are really Pesach Dik. You've got to find out. They put in the box not for Passover use. It could be that it's a lie. It could be that it is for Passover use. They just want to charge you more money when it comes to Pesach. I don't know. Got to find out the facts. On the assumption that the Chametz Dik Matz is our Chametz Dik, and on the assumption that the Pesach Dik Matz is our Kosher Pesach. But let's say you have a mixture. Two Pesach Dik Matz has got mixed up with one Chametz Dik Matz. You don't know which is which. So that's called Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish. So in Kola Tarukula, Yavish B'Yavish is bottle. So let's say, are you allowed to eat it? Are you allowed to eat it? So on Erev Pesach, we don't eat matzahs. The Gemara has a din. Yerushalmi has a din. You're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. It says one of the children wants to eat. Now, little children, they don't know what's going on. So you're not allowed to feed macholos asturis to the child. Also, achila biyagai. But over here, the din is that it's bottle chad betre, it's bottle b'rayv. So on Erev Pesach, we would pass, and the chametz is not b'mashiv. You're allowed to feed it to a child. But then when it comes Pesach, then Leil ha-Pesach, then the Rama says that yomish b'yomish is chayze v'nir. So then you're not allowed to eat it. Wouldn't be allowed to eat any one of the three. Wouldn't be allowed to feed it to the children. Once it's chayz v'niyah, so it's also b'achila. How does the Ramah come off to make such a split between the Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach? Then the Yavish B'Yavish, you do say chayz v'niyah, and Lach B'Lach, you don't say chayz v'niyah. So the Achrayim point out, Reb Shlomo LeVilna points out, he was a dayan of Vilna when they were printing the Vilna Shas, the late 1800s. So he points out that this is a Rambam, based on the Gemara M'chores Dav Chav Gimel. The Gemara talks about chayz v'niyah. So the Gemara discusses, do you say chayz v'niyah? When Anissa was Nizbatel, and then later on the halacha is that the bitl shouldn't really apply. So do you say, even though it was Nizbatel already, I consider it as if later on it wakes up, and now it regains its strength and it becomes also, do you say, no, once it's Nizbatel, it's Nizbatel. Et ha-nepech li-yasih. So it can't be chayz v'niyah. How can that be? So the Gemara says, it depends. The Gemara says, this topic, whether it's possible to say chayz v'niyah, and Issa Shin is Batal, and it became Mutter. Do you say, Issa Nepech Lias Heter, and it can't be Chayz V'Niyah? How can it later on become also? Oh no, it can't become also later. Mar says it depends on the philosophical abstract Chakira. Do you say, when Issa became Batal, do you say, it's Kemand Issa Dami, Kemand Alesi Dami? If you say it's Kemand Alesi Dami, so you can't say Chayz V'Niyah. If you say it's Kemand Issa Dami, then you can't say Chayz V'Niyah. So what's the Mar has a pilpul about this. Mar quotes different cases. And the Rambam, there's a stirim psalm. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes from the Mari Kurkis, one of the Rishonim, that the Rambam understood Lefim Askanas Hasugim Chorz Dav Chal Gimel, that we distinguish, we split between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach. The Yavish B'Yavish is considered Kaman Yisei Dami, so you do say Chayz V'Nir. Lach B'Lach, the nature of the Bitl is such, it's considered Kaman Yisei Dami, so there you don't say Chayz V'Nir. So that's what the Rambam says, based on that Rambam. That's what Shlomo LeVilna points out, in the Ha'oris, in the Cheshek Shlomo, I'm Chorz on Dav Chal Gimel. He says that the Hakros HaRamah is the way the Mari Kurkis interpreted the Rambam, that we distinguish between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach. Yeah, this Iser essay of Tashbisu, that even if you hold like Reb Shimon, that there's no lav on Erev Pesach, there's still an Iser essay that the chametz is also b'achila and also b'ano. So the pashtus says you're not allowed to eat the chametz on Erev Pesach. That's how Tosfos holds. The Iser Esa means you're not allowed to get benefit from it. Tashbisu is supposed to destroy the chametz. Destroy it in such a fashion that you're not no achila, not getting any hano. So there's a famous balamor. The balamor says that whoever eats chametz on Erev Pesach is a fulfillment of the mitzvah essay of Tashbisu. What happened to the Iser Esa? So he says, no, ein lecha hashbasa g'day lemizu. If you eat the chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, so you, once it's consumed, so there's no longer in existence, so mekayim the mitzvah says sev tashbis. So that's not generally accepted. We follow the Tosfos. Tosfos says that the Kiyameseif tashbisa has to be fulfilled either by burning the chametz or by mefar b'zol ruach or something like that. Throwing it into an ocean is going to get destroyed. But if you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisa by eating it, then that's not called the tashbisa. Has to be shalok derech achino, shalok derech ano. That's what we usually assume. The Rambam writes, the din of taruvus chametz, the third parak, the Gemara talks about taruvus chametz. So one Tana in the third parak talks about there's a pasuk called machmetzes lo zecheil, even chametz is betaruvus, you're not allowed to eat it. So taruvus chametz is also bePesach and there's no koris. So the Rambam quotes that halacha. He quotes in the Sefer Mitzvot, he writes also, there's an Iser, there's one loises and not to eat chametz, and there's another loises and not to eat taruvus chametz. If you violate the first loises, you get koris if you eat chametz. If you violate the second loises of taruvus chametz, there's no koris. So the Ramban is masik on the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot. Why shouldn't it be koris? If you have chela v'dam, there's koris. If you eat it b'taruvus, if it's bottled b'shishim, so it's muta. If it's not bottled b'shishim, it's also, there should be koris. Why shouldn't there be koris? So Manashach, what's the Rambam? What kind of a case is the Rambam talking about? That he says, taruvus chametz is osir and there's no koris. What happened to the din of tamkika? So it's a peledik Rambam. So the Vilna Goyen writes in the Bir Agron, Hilchas Pesach, and Arachayim, that the Rambam's opinion is that this pasuk, this leisesei by taruvus chametz, that it's osir without koris, this is the mocker for the din of tamkika and kol haTorah kula. And then Achanami, the Rambam's opinion is, will be, that if you eat chel b'dam b'taruvus, there's no koris. Means that the original iser chel b'dam achametz, if it's bottled b'roiv, so the original iser is gone. This is a new iser. It's not that tam kikah means, kozman that the iser is nice and tam, it's never in his bottle. Not true, the initial iser is in his bottle. And there's no longer any koris, but now there's a new iser, a new lav. You're not allowed to eat a taruvus that used to have an iser, fell into it, and the iser was nizbatel beroi, but we don't allow you to eat it because you can taste the flavor of the iser. So if the original iser, even though the original iser would have had koris, it's chametz chel v'dam, but the original iser is batel beroi. It's still nice and tam, that's a new iser, so that new iser doesn't carry with it koris. That's what the Vilna Gaon writes. He thinks that's the shita sarai. That's not too popular an interpretation in the Rambam. It's not usually assumed like that. What's the Rabbeinu Shai? Along the lines, Tesis has such an opinion that let's say chel of adam falls into a taruvus and you have roiv against it, but it's still nice and tam. So there's one opinion in Tesis, it's aser, but it's no longer alav. Only has an iser aseh. Why? An iser aseh based on a pasuk by Nozir. So what does it mean? The lav is removed. The original iser is bottle beroyev. You have more than 50% of heth is bottle beroyev. It's a new iser. So the Rambam holds similar, but the Rambam holds that it's a lav because the lav by chametz the pesach, the lav of taruvus chametz applies to all cases of taruvus isurim. So the Rambam holds that it's a loises and not an eser, but it holds it's not koris along the lines of that opinion and tefillah. Yeah. So this interpretation of the Rambam, the Vilna Gaon's interpretation, is not too popular. People find it hard to swallow that the Rama holds that b'chelo v'dam, that it's b'tarubis and it's nice and tam, that it's not going to be any chorus, that's problematic. So that's why Rab Soloveitchik was more inclined to accept the interpretation of the Markevus HaMishnah. Markevus HaMishnah always has the most boring pshat in the Rama, flat. Doesn't go like Rab Chaim or Sameach, you know, fancy. Markevus HaMishnah is just very flat. The Pirush HaMilah he translates. Sometimes it's so boring people don't want to accept it. And other times, the most boring simple pshat, a simple translation. That's what it says in the Rambam. So that's it. So here he has very flat. Rabbi Soloveitchik said his grandfather, Rab Chaim, thought that this Markevus HaMishnah was correct against the Vilna Gaon. The Markevus HaMishnah says over here, if you look in the Rambam, you read the Rambam slowly and carefully, the Rambam is not talking about Mid Mishen Aminoi. If it would have been chametz that fell into soup and it's nice and tam, of course it's going to be koris. If it's nice and tam, it's koris. Not that the original iser is bottle and it's a new iser. No. If it's tam ki iker, so it prevents the iser from becoming bottle bird. Rambam is talking about mim b'minoi. So mim b'minoi never needs shishim in HaTorah. It's enough with roiv. So here, there's a pasuk in chumash that taruv es chametz. It's not enough with roiv. You have to have more than roiv. But there is, that's a new iser. But the iser is really, the iser chametz is really bottled, it's a new iser. So then there's no chorus. But if it would have been mim shein amino, it would have been nois and tal. The Rambam would also agree to the Raivin and to the Hasakas of Ramban that there would have been chorus. That's a fantastic chiddush. It comes out that there's called the Tikkun Rabbanon came, the rise of Tikkun. They made a chumrim in the Rabbanon of Mashuhu. So the chumrim in the Rabbanon of Mashuhu is patterned after a din deraisa. There is a din deraisa of Mashuhu. That if you mix mim b'minoi, chametz falls into mim b'minoi, some non-chametz item, and you have a roiv against it, so it should have been bottle, and the Rambam has a new lois essay. We don't know exactly where it says that in the Gemara. Where did the Rambam, how did the Rambam interpret that in the Gemara? It's hard to figure out. Maybe you got it from the Mechilta de Rashbi. You got to look in the Rabbi Mendel Kashi Sefer. I think that's one of his points in the Mechilta. HaRambam HaMechilta de Rashbi. So it's based on the Gemara, you don't have such a love. But based on some outside source, the Rambam holds it. There's a separate love. If you have Taruvah's Chametz Mim B'minoi, even though Minatur and Kol HaTarakula would have been bottled, Beroy V'chad B'trei, if you have 51% of non-chametz should be mutter if it's mim b'minoi. So here the Torah makes a din. It's a mashuhu deraisa. Even though it's not literally b'mashuhu, there's going to be an upper limit. Past a certain point, there won't be us. So the chumra mid the rabbanon, the chametz is b'mashuhu, is called the tikkun rabbanon, kein deraisa tikkun. It's patterned after the din deraisa, that there's a din deraisa of mashuhu. The din mid the rabbanon mashuhu is literally mashuhu. The din deraisa means that it's not bottle chad b'trei. You need more than chad b'trei to be merabbanon. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. We'll continue with the net tomorrow. I'm going out of town today. I expect to be back tomorrow regular time, but I won't be here in the morning. So the Breuer's community, a year ago, one of the very fine Balabatim was murdered by a Schwarzer, who's going on trial tomorrow morning. So if people will go to the... I won't be able to go there. People will go to the courthouse. They need a lot of people to be in the courthouse at 10:30 in the morning to demonstrate that the Jewish community is upset about this. They want the guy to be punished. Could be the guy. They have everything on video. The whole murder was on video. And they know that he was the one. They caught him. Everybody knows that he's the one. But still, they want to pack the courthouse with people to show that. So they're asking that people should be there. I think it's 100 Center Street. Anybody know? Did they have signs hanging up? They have signs in Breuer's. Oh, I forgot already. Take the A train. It's a half an hour trip. Try to find out. I won't be able to be there. It's at 10:30 tomorrow morning. You just have to stay for an hour to show that the community is upset about the murder. Okay.